I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Dana's Dirt is brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let the experts estimate and document your damage. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana with the Dirt.
Well, it's time to pick a favorite for the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars, if you want to, I guess.
All right.
AJ McClain and Johnny Weir are both the front runners. I mean,
I hate to jump on that, you know, but it's like, it's got to be AJ.
Yeah, I wanted to
Or Johnny.
I still think it's going to be AJ.
I like Johnny.
Fan favorite. He's got the moves.
You have to be a fantastic dancer. This is a different kind of dancing than he's used to.
This is true.
Yeah. We'll see. No, of course I'm rooting for AJ. I love AJ. One of the long shots is Carol Baskin.
Now we know why Tom Bergeron left.
Stop. Former NBA star Charles Oakley, he's going to be dancing too.
It's like, where has he been? Oh, now we know.
You never know. He may have been like practicing.
Yeah. He could have been, yeah.
Marie Osmond is leaving The Talk. It's co-hosted by Eve, Carrie Ann Inaba, and Sharon Osbourne, also Cheryl Underwood. But Marie Osmond is done.
That's it?
Yep.
All right. I feel like there's constantly a rotating door on that show.
Well, she took over for Sarah Gilbert when she left.
Okay.
So I think she's been on for a little while.
And who did Sarah Gilbert take over for when she left?
I think Sarah Gilbert was one of the original creators of The Talk.
I think you're right,
yeah.
Yep. All right.
The Rock, his wife, and their two daughters have COVID-19. They're on the other side of it now. Still recovering, though, and said they're getting better, but that it wasn't awesome.
No, it kicked their butts.
Right.
Yeah, and I guess his wife had the worst of it, you know? So at least it wasn't the kids. Like, you don't wish it on anybody or whatever.
Right.
But at least, thank goodness, they're on the other side of it. And he's speaking out about it now. But The Rock, you know, if it can take down The Rock, oh, man.
He'll be back taking him down.
Yeah,
right.
This is true. You smell The Rock is cooking.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
I have a confession to make. I guess I've been living a lie. Yesterday, I had a very, very embarrassing moment, and it completely sucked. I'm not going to lie. This was probably about 20 years ago. I treated myself to a very nice watch. It was a Tag Heuer, I think is how you pronounce it, a Tag watch. I bought it used, so I got it for $500, but it was probably the most expensive thing that I had ever purchased for myself outside of like a car or something like that at the time. And so, man, I wore this watch around all the time. I showed it off. I would make sure I rolled up my sleeves so people could see because, you know, I was young at the time. I wanted to make sure people could see my Tag watch. Well, it stopped working, and so I happened to pass one of the dealers or whatever out of the outlet stores, and I said, hey, I got this watch at home, and I took it to a battery place, and they said, it's not the battery, it's broken. They're like, just bring it into one of the stores, you know, one of the dealers that sells these watches or whatever. They can send it back to the manufacturer for you. We'll get to the bottom of it for you. I'm like, well, this is great. So yesterday, I go to a very fine jeweler in a very nice area of town, and I take my fancy Tag watch in, and I explain to them, this is what's going on. The guy's like, no problem, we'll just simply send it back for you and they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
More than likely it'll be covered. I'm like, perfect. So he goes and he gets some information from me and he looks on the back of it and he goes, I hate to say this, he goes, but I'm not 100% sure that this is a real watch, that this is legitimate Tag brand watch. He goes, you might have a replica. And I'm like, I felt 2 inches tall. And there's other people in the store. There's another salesperson standing next to this guy. And I'm like,
that's what you get for buying a watch to impress people.
Oh, I'm like, come on, man. Come on. I've been wearing this all these years. And like,
and you loved it. You didn't want to pay full price.
No,
so
it was used. And, you know, I got a good deal. It came with the original paperwork. It came with the sticker that came with it.
The sticker.
The box, everything.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, I thought I was Mr. Fancy Pants with this thing. And he goes, now listen, he goes, I am not specifically a dealer of this watch. We sell them. He goes, I could be wrong, but what's telling me is the first two letters of the serial number. I've never typically seen those two letters before. It's usually SW or OL. And I'm like, okay. He goes, but it's an older watch. So he goes, I could be wrong. He goes, I would love to be wrong in this situation. He could tell that the more he spoke, the more I wanted to cry.
Did other people in the store come over and put like their hand on your shoulder?
No.
And
this guy comes over and okay. He goes, hey, buddy, this is what a real one looks like. I'm like, no, you didn't. So they're sending it off. I'll know in 2 weeks. But like, this is going to be the longest, like getting test results back or something. And I was so deflated yesterday from that walk out that store with those.
It shouldn't mean as much to you. This watch should not mean that much to you.
It's one of the very few prized possessions that is kind of expensive that I own that I really took pride in. I only wore it on really nice occasions, dates with my wife or things like that. And so
if it brought you joy all these years, just
it shouldn't matter.
It really shouldn't. That tells you that for like $50, you could have the same amount of joy.
It was $500.
I'd say four. Jumping right now.
I want my money back if it's not real. There's no way I can track this person now because I bought it online. There's no way.
That's why you don't buy things on the internet.
Yeah. Thanks, Chantel, for the advice. Now I know, 22 decades later. So, if you ever bought a fake, come to find out that you thought it was real. Turns out it was a replica and you were humiliated.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
That's how this tag watch that I've been sporting for 20 years might end up being a fake. And I found out the hard way yesterday at the store. This happened to you too, Jennifer?
Good morning. Actually, I inherited half-carat diamond earrings in a platinum setting, complete with a jewelry box from like 1905. Gorgeous, gorgeous diamond earrings. I lost the backing. I take them into the fancy jewelry store saying, you know, I'd like them cleaned. I'd like them appraised. I'd like to insure them. The girl looks at him, looks at me, looks down, calls over another gentleman. He looks at him, looks at me, goes, ma'am, I'm sorry. These are fakes. They're very good fakes, but they're not real diamonds. And it was like, no. I feel your pain.
I inherited somebody's CZs.
My grandfather like spent big money on these way back 1940, I think. He had the paperwork for them. 1940.
Now you know how I felt yesterday at that watch store.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yes. They were like, well, would you like them back? I'm like, yes, I want them back.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
You woke up this morning, you're going back and forth between trying to make a decision between two things. Don't stress over it. Let us decide for you. It is called flip service. So we're going to start off with you, Patricia. Could be something easy, could be something hard. What are you deciding between this morning?
Coffee or orange juice.
Coffee or orange juice. Okay.
I love it.
Yeah. It can be simple. It can be something hard.
Go to the coin.
Here we go. The coin says coffee is head, orange juice is tails. Coin is up. Flip. Got. Just stick with the good old coffee this morning.
All right.
Thanks, Patricia. Have a good morning.
Super. You guys, too. Bye. Have a great day. Bye.
Also, my recommendation is put a little bit of champagne in it this morning for you as well.
In your coffee?
No, in your...
She didn't get the orange juice.
Not coffee. That's gross, Jay.
Yeah, try back next week.
All right, Mike, it's your turn. Flip service. What two things are you deciding between?
Well, my son and my wife want to go to the beach all weekend, and me and my daughter, we're kind of like, okay, we want to go to SeaWorld, maybe Disney, you know, we want to do something like that.
All right, so it's a long holiday weekend, so you guys are torn, so we're going to be your tiebreaker, yeah?
Perfect.
Here we go, Mike, let's go to the coin. All right, so heads, going to the beach. Tails, going to do a little stay at home and hit the theme parks. Here we go. Coin is up. Caught. Flipped. Y'all are going to the beach. Pack your bags, my friend. The wife wins.
Oh, my gosh. you know what? We did it fair.
We did.
So that's good. I appreciate you helping me with this dilemma.
You're welcome. And you can always tell her that it landed on tails, too.
I'll be honest with you. I'll go to the beach.
Have fun, man. Y'all be safe.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Hey, at least you had two good things to come between, you know?
Right.
It's fair and square. All right.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Flip service is where we help you make up your mind when you're debating between two things and you can't make up a decision, can't get to a decision. Good morning, Annie. What two things we decide between this morning?
Well, good morning. I was just curious if I should let my kids off. They're grounded, but it's a long weekend, so should I let them off?
Or they remain grounded over the holiday weekend and ruin your weekend?
Exactly.
All right, here we go. Let's go to the coin. Heads is let them off, let them not be grounded. Tails is get your butts to your room, they're still grounded. Here we go. Let's go to the coin. It's up. It's caught. It's flipped. You're going to actually enjoy your weekend because you're letting them off early.
Yay!
Is that the answer you were looking for?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your long holiday weekend. Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Kim, it's your turn. Welcome to Flip Service. What are we deciding between?
We're deciding if I really want to go to work or not today.
All right. Heads, stay at home. Tails, get your tail to work. How about that? You ready?
Okay, sounds good.
Let's go to the coin. It's up. It's caught. Get your tail to work.
Oh, God.
Can we do 2 out of 3?
I guess that was the right decision, but the other one would have sounded better.
There you go. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
See
y'all
on the next day. Bye-bye.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.